Mr. Chairman, and good morning to all of you. I'm a secretary to WP1 as well as to the group of experts on road signs and signals. And I'd like to make a thank Mr. Hoffman for a very good presentation. But I have a couple of comments on the actually your remarks in terms of what's happening in Austria, as well as one remark about the Spanish intervention. So starting with Austria, what is important to bear in mind as you discuss the infrastructure standards later on today and later on in the year? Well, you can probably easily combine the in one sign the pedestrian as well as the cycling crossing. So you can combine on the sign these two infrastructure entities. I'm not really sure that you can combine pedestrian crossing and a cycling crossing as part of the infrastructure. So if I understood your comments correctly, this is what you're actually doing in Austria, and the reason for not going that way would be that pedestrians are pedestrians and they use pedestrian crossings, and cyclists are drivers, so they are not pedestrians, so they should not be using pedestrian crossings. So this is just a comment about combining infrastructure elements into one, and this perhaps may be contravening the 1968 Convention on Road Traffic. But again, the Secretariat believes that that combining pedestrian and cycle symbols on one sign should not be problematic. On the issue of the Spanish intervention, this I cannot help but comment. But Spain is not a contracting party to the 1968 Convention on Road Traffic, neither is it a contracting party to the 1968 Convention on Road Signs and Signals, and I believe it's my obligation and duty to encourage the government of Spain and look at these two conventions and see if Spain would be finally willing to accede to these conventions in terms of making sure that that the continental Europe at least is fully harmonized via the traffic rules which are contained in the 68 Convention on Road Traffic, as well as on the road signs and signals which is contained in the 68 Convention on Road Traffic. So I very strongly encourage the Spanish government to have a look again and finally decide to accede. Thank you very much.